Back with us, John Morris Show on this Thursday morning. Rob Sellers, Funky Bump of the Day on this Thursday. OJs, can't go wrong with the OJs. Welcome back. Glad you're with us. And we are pleased, Q, to have with us on the line Bob Howard, the founder of 855bugs.com. Bob, good morning to you. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, John. Good morning to you.
Great to have you on with us. Here's a question for you, unscripted, okay? So we were just, I was telling Q about a situation I have at my house. I live in Hewitt, and we are just inundated with snails out here. Now, I know you're 855bugs.com, and I know a snail is not a bug, but do you have any advice that can help me kind of eradicate the snail infestation?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have had a lot of customers reach out to us for snail elimination.
Really?
So we
okay.
are sort of having some recommendations on that. We've got some private label stuff we can get out into people's hands, but the stuff at the big box stores will also work. It seems like this moisture that we really had early on in the year has really compounded the snail situation. And I had snails in my yard. I live here in Woodway, and I've never had snails. So I know exactly what you're feeling all of a sudden when you look out and your plants are being attacked by snails.
Yeah, and it's not even that so much. We just don't have that much in the backyard, but they're just all over our fence, and they're into the yard, and it seems like more than I've ever had before. So thanks for that. I appreciate it. And it's kind of good to know that we're not the only ones that are having that issue.
No, that's right, and there are some effective baits out there that can help solve the problem.
So. All right, good deal. Thanks for that. How are things going for you and your company? How are you dealing with the COVID-19?
Well, thanks for asking. It's been an adjustment, right? And I think we all woke up and had a little bit of a black eye in mid to late March, and in our personal lives and in our businesses. And listeners may not realize that, 50% of our business is residential and then about 50% of our business is commercial.
Okay.
And so, we do major sports venues and restaurants and have a good lineup of that. But more importantly, we have a long list of medical facilities, nursing homes, retirement communities that we take care of. And so we're walking cautiously through this, and we will continue through the summer. We just, we're going to do what the experts tell us, but we're going to keep ourselves, our families, our customers. We're going to try to keep everybody safe that we come in contact with as much as possible throughout it.
Wow. And I'm sure you're going the extra mile for safety for your workers. And then if you're going into people's homes, in and around homes for inspections, going the extra mile for safety. What does a typical inspection look like these days?
Well, it starts on our end before we ever arrive, and it starts with we're sanitizing our vehicles continuously daily, two or three times a day. Our office staff is sanitizing. When we come out to your home, we're going to have shoe covers, we're going to have gloves, we're going to have our mask on, protective masks. We're going to take it to the nth degree until we know 100% all clear. We do not want to be the company or the folks who spread something. And so we're going to take every precaution that we can when we come out into your home. And if you want an exterior inspection and not have us come inside, then we're going to custom tailor our services around what the consumer is really comfortable with also.
I got you. That's great. So other than snails, what other pests should our listeners be looking out for these days?
Hey, great question. Spiders, ants, our newsletter launched yesterday came out our monthly newsletter addressing fleas. So, with all the rain, we're starting to see a lot of insects being pulled forward this year and sort of coming out early. So fleas are big, but fleas, ants, spiders, millipedes, those are the primary things right now that are really starting to emerge out.
I got you. Typical spring, and then add to that a lot of moisture, a lot of rain, and, boy, there's a lot of them out there, I'm sure. Bob, you are very gracious to offer a free inspection. Folks could have you come to their home or office, so it's commercial and residential for 855bugs. If someone's interested in a free inspection, how could they go about that?
Go to our website. Our office staff either is working from home and from the office, so you'll catch them one or the other, but they can do an online chat with you. They can send us an email or obviously our phone number, 235-BUGS. Give it a call, and we'll be glad to schedule something. No pressure. We just come out, do a full inspection, point out the things that we see, tell you what you can do about them, what we can do about them, and then see if there's a partnership to be had there.
Boy, that sounds great. And, you know, inspection number one is the first step, and then go from there. And I'm guessing it's not a, you know, it's not a one-time thing for you to come out and take care of things at a person's house or a business, but it's kind of an ongoing thing, right? Wouldn't that be correct?
Our motto is we provide year-round pest control, so you're always protected, and we feel like we want to solve today's problem, but also what's around the corner and sort of prevent that and solve that too. But we have a lot of a vulnerable clientele, older clientele that call us once a year, and we're thankful to have that business too. So we'll go either way, but we love the idea of just being able to protect your home or business year-round.
Bob, sure appreciate it. Great to have you on with us today. Stay safe, and thanks for sharing what you guys do.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.